Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is March 23rd, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1956, Pakistan becomes the first Islamic Republic in the world, also known as Republic Day in Pakistan. In 1962, the NS Savannah, the first nuclear-powered cargo passenger ship, is launched as a showcase for Dwight Eisenhower's Atoms for Peace initiative. In 1965, NASA launches Gemini 3, the United States' first two-man spaceflight, with the crew consisting of Virgil I. Gus Grissom and John Young. In 1978, the first UNIFIL troops arrive in Lebanon for peacekeeping mission along the Blue Line. In 1980, Archbishop Oscar Romero of El Salvador gives his famous speech appealing to men of the El Salvadorian armed forces to stop killing Salvadorians. In 1982, Guatemala's president, a government headed by Fernando Romeo Lucas Garcia, is overthrown in a military coup by right-wing General Efraín Ríos Montt. In 1983, as part of the Strategic Defense Initiative, President Ronald Reagan makes his initial proposal to develop technology to intercept enemy missiles. In 1989, Stanley Pons and Martin Fleischmann announce cold fusion at the University of Utah. In 1991, the Revolutionary United Front, with support from the special forces of Charles Taylor's National Patriotic Front of Liberia, invades Sierra Leone in an attempt to overthrow Joseph Saidu Momo, sparking a gruesome 11-year Sierra Leone civil war. And on this day in 2001, the Russian Mir space station is disposed of, breaking up in the atmosphere before falling into the southern Pacific Ocean near Fiji. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, March 23rd. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.